Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me? Anything, guys? Nothing. No. We'll be right back. With me?
Hello.
We are with you.
Hi, everyone. If you're listening to the Dave and Giggles Radio Hour, I'm Dylan. I'm filling in for Dave and Giggles as they are away. Well, actually, Giggles may be trying to reach us shortly, but Dave, I know, is he's in Mexico. And I'm being told he may try to reach out to us if his captors let him near a phone. But we'll just wait on that call. I have Laura here.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Thanks. I also have Christopher Defoe here, a friend of ours.
Hello. It's Christoph Defoe.
Christoph Defoe.
Just to clarify.
Just for everyone taking notes at home. So, yeah, we're just here filling in, trying to make this show go on without the normal people's in charge. I don't know. I don't really have much to bring to the table today. I'm not going to lie. I didn't do a lot of prep work. I was kind of relying on you guys to push this thing forward. I don't know. So we had an interesting night last night, though. We can start off with that.
There you go.
We went to a birthday party in the city, in New York. And we had a fun time, but we also had a evening filled with some forms of despair.
And I have to clarify, yeah, too, that I actually wasn't there for this. I'm hearing this story for the first time as well.
frankly, that's correct.
Bated breath.
Yeah, it was me and Laura were there.
Yeah.
We went out to a couple bars downtown. And, you know, a lot of this experience kind of reminded me of why I don't go out in New York anymore. You know, like it was fun for a time, but then it just became unbearable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, really difficult to do anything. Yeah.
And it was just, it was just the amount of people they jam into the smallest space possible.
And on the Lower East Side?
Yeah, it was like in, what is that? I guess that's considered Chinatown,
I guess,
right?
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
So was everything in Chinese?
There was some
no.
Chinese, well, like a
okay,
block
well,
to the
know,
south. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's usually how, how you identify
in that general area.
Yeah.
Should we say the name of the bar?
Go ahead. Give him a plug.
It was pretty clubby. It was called Tropical 128.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a bar with like a bunch of pool tables and like a dance floor. And it's very like weird inside. Like it looks like you're in a forest in a weird way. Like they have all these like fake trees around and caves and stuff.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Great decor.
And when we got there, there was like no one there. And then, you know, an hour or two later,
we have a caller.
Got pretty crazy.
Maybe it's someone from Tropical 128. Let's get it up. Caller, are you with us?
Dylan.
Hey,
Dylan, are you there?
Giggles.
Hi.
What's up, buddy?
How are you, sir?
I'm good. Hey, thanks for taking over my show.
Hey, I'm hijacking it, like full-blown hijack at this point. I tried to call you on the Hangouts, but I think Dave gave me the wrong password.
Oh, geez. Is it radio show? Our password's radio show.
Oh, he said radio show 9.
Oh,
yeah, he's a random number.
Of all the numbers.
Radio show 9.
He's sabotaged this show right from the start.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of security in our email. I don't know why.
Yeah, radio.
We can do it this way. I can talk to you for a couple minutes and I can let you do anything. I was listening to your story about the bar.
You love that story.
Very New York. Yeah, I love that story. It was great. I was listening to it on my own show. I was like, I'm going to try to, you know, tried to call in, but here we are. So here, well, I feel like I'm stealing your thunder. Now.
No, not at all. We were just talking about New York bars and how terrible they are. I don't know. You can chime in. Do you have any?
Yeah, and you used to live in New York, did you not?
I used to live in New York, and I don't anymore.
And why not?
In Colorado.
You hated the bars here.
The bar scene
scene in New York, I mean, it would just take your money. I mean, it's like you could go in there and out of there with $100 and be like, okay, where did that go?
Right.
And especially if it was a douchey bar. It sounds like it was a douchey bar. Was it douchey?
It had potential.
It was clubby. Yeah. It definitely had potential to be fun. Like, the pool tables were there. At least there's, like, something to occupy yourself with. And it was fun. There were a lot of, like, really young kids there. Which, like, I feel like I'm at a point in my life where I just can't, like, get with that anymore. I can't understand, like, the mentality of, like, the young people. I'm just old. I'm getting old. Yeah.
Which is glorious.
I went to bed at 8 o'clock both nights, Friday and Saturday night.
That's a beautiful thing.
It was beautiful. I was like, you know, I wanted to go out, but I was just tired. And I was like, man, I'm not going to be at 100% if I go out. You know, I'm just not going to be there.
Yeah.
I don't care.
It's a lot of money to waste, too.
I'd rather get sleep. Then go out and party.
Right.
Definitely. Yeah. And if you're not 100% and you go out and you try to force it, you really just end up wasting a lot of money and not having a fun time.
That's absolutely.
Exactly.
You know, it's just like, all right, this sucks.
So, well, you know what I miss is the house party. I miss the good old fashioned college house party.
It was the best.
I love the house party.
A couple
six
packs. Yeah. You hang out of the house and it costs you like $12.
Boom. Yeah.
There it is.
Definitely. You could just raid the parents' like liquor closet too. You know, you get all the free booze you can find there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's,
did Christoph go to this party, or was it just you and Laura?
Yeah, it was just Laura and I. We were there. He was invited, but he was, you know.
He opted to stay home.
Well, you know what? It's exactly the point that you guys are making, was that, you know, I had gone out on Thursday night and on Friday night, and on Saturday, I just didn't have the gas.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
I know.
I just couldn't do it.
You can't do a three-peat.
Not at this stage of the game.
When three, you're just like, you're already broke, because like by two, you're already broke.
That's absolutely right.
Three, you
don't need to spend another like $200. You know? Like, it's insane.
I think we definitely spent over $100.
Yeah, and I was just like, I was
probably
drunk,
each.
But I was just like too angry about the whole situation that like having to like be like enjoying the drunk, you know. I was getting drunk to try to get through the fucking thing, you know.
Angry drunk. Right. Angry drunk is not like fun drunk. It's sort of like storming around.
It is.
And being just pissed.
Unpredictable.
And also pissing other people off.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like a reinforcing cycle.
Where was 128 degrees?
But it should have been called 128 degrees.
It's like kind of in Chinatown, like Lower East Side area. I don't know exactly what.
We're bad-mouthing this place on the air. It's a lovely establishment.
It was cool.
I'm
it
sure
was
if
fun,
to the right demographic,
like...
you're going to have a goddamn blast there.
Like, don't be there after like 10 o'clock.
I bet
on
you if you were there right now on a Sunday at 7 p.m. is probably
we'd be having a fucking ball.
Guess what? Dylan left his hat there, so
we'll
have
back.
To go back and get it tonight. Yeah.
We'll be back there.
But you didn't leave your card there. That's the worst when you have a bad time at a bar.
Yeah.
And then you left your card there and you're like, oh, God, you got to go back there. And it smells like the night before.
Oh, like,
Everybody knows. Yeah. There's like puke outside
it's
on the
like
sidewalk.
Yeah.
You know some of the people are still in there. They're like, some of the patrons are still curled up in a corner, you know? Yeah, that's the worst, getting the card the next day. Because then you're totally lucid when you get to see how much you spent there.
Exactly.
It's like, what the fuck?
And the place is so different during the day, you know? Like, the floor is still sticky, but it's bright and depressing.
Yeah, it's so depressing,
And then you look at your receipt and say, oh, my God.
You look at yourself, too, and just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Why?
What did I do?
Why am I wasting my life in this manner?
And then we went to another bar, and it was like this little basement bar, and totally grimy. But there were so many people in there.
We could
not move. It was horrible.
It was
downright
dangerous.
And we just turned
around
and walked out. Yeah. We were like, no.
Yeah.
And actually, though, I felt kind of cool because they wanted us to pay $5 to get in. But we kind of knew that we weren't going to be in there for a long time. So I had a Sharpie in my bag.
Yeah.
And I just like...
I still got the mark
right
here.
I drew the stamp on my hand.
Yeah. Oh, that's so smart.
Check it out. That's mine.
I even...
I even spit on mine and like smeared it around and stuff, so it looked like I was down there dancing and sweating and everything.
Perfect. I mean, we knew it was just gonna be an in and out. Plus, we were like trying to help our friend find her husband. So
we're terrible people, is what we're saying. Yeah.
Oh, so we just ran in, like, you know, tried to find him.
We're despicable.
They eventually met up, but
We're the people at the bar that you don't want to be around. I mean, we're there like looking at everyone
like ew. Yeah.
Well, interesting point in terms of bars. And early in my marriage or my relationship with my now wife, it was one of our very early dates and we went to a bar. And I ended up getting in. I used to smoke cigarettes back then. I went outside to smoke and it was pouring rain. And I was standing under this sort of overhang. And apparently I wasn't allowed to do that. The laws in New York City, you're not allowed to be that close to the door or whatever and smoke. And this guy was being a real hard ass about it.
Oh, boy.
And I got in this sort of back and forth with him, which was very unwise, which resulted in me not being able to get back into the bar my it's like the third date, you know. And meanwhile, I get kicked out of a bar, and I got in a fight with this guy, you know. And this is what really killed me is that he was talking about the laws, and I said, "Oh well, come on, man, I'm a lawyer." And then he was like, "What?" He's like, "Oh, you think you're blah blah blah?" And I was like, "Oh no, that's not what I meant at all." But anyway, I sounded like a douchebag on top of it.
Yeah.
I'm not a douchebag.
You're stealing your
by the
fate
way.
There. You're not getting back in this bar.
Yeah. I just kept walking myself further and further into the hole.
Yeah.
It was
pouring
rain. I'm standing out there in the rain, and my soon to be girlfriend and later wife and current wife, she came out of the bar and she was so nice about it. And I knew that moment that I'd marry her.
That was the test. Yeah.
That was it. Yeah, I had a bad bouncer experience when a bunch of friends and I went to go see my friend play this band, and like we got there kind of late. And it was the last like song, and I was like, oh. And the guy was like, yeah, it's like $10 to get in for each of you. And I was like, oh. I was like, come on, it's our buddy's band. It's the last song.
Yeah.
And he like just wouldn't budge. He was like $10 to get in. And I was like, ah. And then I was like, guys, we're gonna go. You know, like nobody had $10 to get in for like the last song. And it was kind of a dive bar in a basement. And I was like, as I was leaving, I was like, nice loafers.
he calls
up to me, he's like, nice bald spot.
Oh,
and
boy.
Like, oh, no.
And I had a little bit of a bald spot. You know, like, I had the curly hair, but, like, it kind of weighed down so, like, you could see the bald spot. And the whole thing called it out, and it just dug. And all my friends were like, ooh. You know,
oh my God,
like,
I burned.
You should have just paid the $10, man. Just cough up the $10.
Yeah. So he burned me. He didn't even fight me, you know. He just burned me.
It hurts even more. He psychologically, like, beat you to death almost.
That's
yeah.
Right. It's like an emotional cut. Unreal. Wow.
That's rough.
Yeah.
That's it, guys.
I'll see you later.
Where are you going?
Leave a high note.
Come on.
Leave a high note.
That's awesome.
That was a good one.
That's awesome.
Good night.
Yeah, so moral of the story is it's not worth going out. Stay in.
Unless you're going to the end of the story of the night, or there's more to it.
I'm sorry.
Ever see those videos? Bouncers handing out naps?
Like no.
Some dude tries to, like, you know, talk bad to a bouncer and take a fight with the bouncer. And the bouncer is like an MMA guy. You know, he's basically trained for this.
Oh, my God.
And just, like, knocks him out, you know?
Oh, jeez.
I
want
to watch that video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we watch it now?
Live commentary?
Yeah. But, yeah, either way. Yeah, we had a fun time, but it was just not enjoyable.
So at the second bar, our friend was looking for her husband. They were having some weird, like, back and forth on the phone. And we actually went back inside to, you know, say like, hey, like, should we stay here for a while? And just turned around and walked out. And we were like, hell no, we are not. There's no way we're staying here. And then we just got a drink at another bar and went home. But actually, one thing that Dylan pointed out is we live in Jersey City. And as soon as we got back to Jersey City, we went into another bar to just like use the bathroom and like whatever. And he asked the bouncer if he could use the bathroom. And he was like, yeah, yeah. And then he's like, oh, yeah, to me. He was like, you can come in and just stand by the door and wait for him. And Dylan's like, oh, my God, these people are so nice. Like, no one would ever let you do that anymore.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cold-hearted out there. And
brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah.
He's going to come out to Colorado.
Oh, I'm
trying to get Dave
to
move out there. But, you know, you need a little space.
Yeah.
New York's, all of my friends that I lived in New York City with have now moved up to, like, Beacon, and Albany and out to Jersey. Like, nobody's sticking in the city anymore.
Yeah.
They just can't do it.
It's hard.
It's insane. I mean, like, there's just so many people. The MTA is the MTA. And of course, the big elephant in the room, it's just wildly expensive.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
yeah.
$3,000 for a studio. Come on, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. The rent's too damn high.
Yeah.
That is.
Oh,
you
man.
You guys been on the Hamilton kicks? I went to see Hamilton a couple weeks ago.
Oh, no.
Speaking of things we can't afford.
Now I think I'm like a freestyler. Now I think I can rap.
Share a little bit of your talent right now.
Yeah, what do you got? What do you got? So you can just, you should pen a rap for another, like, another president, you know? If you're doing for, like, you know.
That was my beatbox. I don't know if that wasn't clear.
Kick one out for, like, Jimmy Carter or something.
Here we go. Give me the 5 and the 6 and the 7 and the 8. And I'm sitting in Colorado watching the weather. Things are good, and I'm wearing my sweater. I got 2 dudes, and I got a car. And I'm thinking, well, oh, no, that's it.
That's pretty good.
Did you just come up with that on the fly?
Yeah, dude. Well, that's the thing. It's like, you know, once you listen to a show once, you're automatically a rapper. You know, you're automatically.
Yeah. Thanks.
You can freestyle.
I think that's right.
He's onto something here.
Yeah.
How long did it take to get those tickets?
And my kids are into it. They're into the history, and he's asking about Hamilton, and he's asking about the, you know, they love listening to the songs. I was like, all right, this is pretty cool. Like, this dude, Lin-Manuel Miranda, like, made sort of history sort of approachable to the masses, where everybody's like, yeah, that's cool. I'm going to study American Revolution, you know?
That's great.
These are trying times in America right now, so you kind of think of the back to when they, you know, when they all had it, you know, they didn't really have it figured out.
Yeah.
Didn't know who to trust.
Still don't have it figured out.
Yeah, ain't that the truth. But, you know, but it's good, I think, Greg, I'm really fond of saying that history provides perspective on today, and perspective is just so important because it's so easy. Context matters so much, and you know, if you know history, right, you understand that the things that people do today or say today and the way they say them, they've been doing this for a very long time.
Yeah.
It's not new. Yeah. It's not special to 2016, 18, whatever. Yeah. It is humanity.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, humanity. Yeah.
And on that note, have any of you guys watched that Wild Wild Country documentary on Netflix?
Oh, my God. Yes.
I just saw the preview this morning. Is that real?
It's
real.
Oh, my God. Is it real?
It's insane.
It is so real, yeah.
In Oregon, it looks.
Yeah.
Oh God, it's like. So what do? They wipe out these Indians. What happens?
Yeah, what, give me some background.
Well, yeah, background.
Well, there
are
Indians. It is in Oregon, but yeah.
It was basically it was like, I guess what you would classify.
I don't know if there's any wiping out.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I guess
different kind of Indians, maybe.
Yeah. In a nutshell, it was like a religious. It was like a people want to say the word cult. They throw that around a lot. It's so easy to classify something as a cult just because people are around each other and they're kind of doing a similar thing and they're all happy or whatever. But it was kind of like this Indian guru who kind of all these people kind of like flocked to and followed his teachings. And they originally were in India. And then it's not really clear why they left.
Land in Oregon
they had to leave India. And it's not 100% clear.
Well, they left India for freedom of religion because basically, in India, they were basically saying that the worshiping of this guru was like a religion, you know?
Yeah.
Like, these people who were following him were, you know.
And they couldn't do it because it's only Hinduism.
Yeah.
But they went back to India.
Only had one,
at the end.
True.
Crazy. Yeah. You're only allowed to have one religion? Like, that's nuts.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
I actually don't 100% know why they. I couldn't.
The religion of India.
But, yeah.
But anyway, the show. So basically, they move to Oregon, he buys this land.
Yeah.
But the way the preview, what I saw today, looks like basically people are dropping bombs on them, or they were armed.
It gets insane.
Like
it gets insane.
It gets really insane. They actually, one of their hotels was it in Oregon? In Portland, maybe?
Yeah, it was
bombed, and they don't know who it was bombed by.
Oh, wow.
But when shit got crazy, because what they did was... they tried to buy the nearest town to the ranch. Not buy. They tried to, like, take it over and kind of force out, like, these townspeople who had been there their whole lives. And
townspeople's a great term, isn't it? Exactly. Just back to,
that's kind of what it was like, actually. And then they kind of rose up, and there was a lot of crazy shit that went on. Like, people were getting poisoned.
What?
Their building got bombed.
Yeah, it's kind of getting off into every part of it. But there's like, it started off with them just having like
start
a plot.
From the top.
Yeah, we'll just start off with them kind of buying a plot of land in Oregon
where
they were kind of building their like kind of utopia, their Shangri-La. And they were doing this kind of minding their own business and really on land that they owned when like people in surrounding municipalities started take notice and have a lot, take a lot of issue with them and started to like make moves to have them prevent them from building that and living there.
That,
and then
one
they,
question,
yeah.
one question here is does it have a happy ending? Maybe you can let them live in peace.
No.
No.
Probably not.
I mean, somewhat. It's hard to say.
It's hard to say.
Also, I mean, so like, or like you know, a cult is another way of saying, you know, religion startup, right?
Exactly.
Like,
you know, that's all it was. Right?
Like, they were like the original hipsters coming into like a little, like, you know, old town and trying to like take it over and make it their own.
What are their like the tenets of their belief system?
It was, they're just free sex, right?
Well, that's part of it.
Okay, yeah.
But they follow this guy.
The Rajneesh.
What's
Purim.
His first name?
They at the end it's like Ocho or something. But
you probably
heard this.
Why can't I think of his first name?
Bagram.
Bagram. Something like that. Anyway, they like follow this guy,
that's
this
like
guru,
Joe in India.
And his teaching is like kind of like, you know, get out all your anger, like, you know, sing and dance and like you know, go. Like they're always like going crazy, like, you know, letting off all this energy, and they will meditate with him for like hours and hours and hours, and it's basically about like happiness and like being like just doing whatever
want. Definitely.
But they were actually like very capitalist also, where like they had to wear like the colors of the setting sun, which is like orange, red, maroon, like, you know, maybe yellow, but. but they had to like buy all their clothing like at the boutique that was like at the place.
What was like a commune?
They had to like pay all these dues. And a lot of it was like
communist.
Well,
yeah, definitely communist. They had like a their society was very commune like. Yeah, they had people were specialists in these
things. And a big part of it was free sex. Like they didn't believe in marriage.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's where
no one like that.
There's one tenet that rubs everyone the wrong way, and that's what it was.
That's it. Yeah, that is it.
The free sex.
The free sex.
Everybody.
Yeah.
They don't care about the commies. They just say free sex.
That's what it was.
That's where you draw the line.
Yeah.
And all the townspeople, like all the Oregonians that have been there forever on this in this rural part of the state, were just like, what the hell is, what the fuck, they're taking over. It's just like, they're just doing their thing, and granted, it's maybe doesn't like fall in line with what you believe, but but in basically like what you're saying, they were like a religious startup, and the people who were the establishment was just like, we don't like this shit.
Absolutely. I mean, like,
this after Jim Jones, or probably after?
Oh, it was after.
And so that was a big thing too. Like they, you know, equated this, I don't know, commune
had a stigma
with the,
to it.
That cult.
They're like, we're gonna have a lot of bodies to clean up. Because they're all
going to
dose and die in the middle of Oregon summer.
Absolutely,
but they did end up becoming malicious, and that's why everything fell apart. Because
they started, like, fighting people. Did they acquire weapons and stuff like that, like guns and whatever?
Because the locals...
Because they were scared.
Locals had guns, and they bombed, like, one of their hotels, and then they... The Rajneesh, they armed. So it was basically, it was really interesting to watch like them become like Americanized almost. Mm-hmm. Like they came from India, they're peace loving, you know, free love. Also, it's like, oh shit, we need guns. You know what I mean? Like they're coming for us, you know? Like, holy shit, they're turning into Americans. Like, God bless you folks. You know?
Welcome.
At that point, they should have been like, yo, they're us.
Yeah,
once they saw them down and doing target practice and having guns.
Religious and have guns? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, you guys realize you're like, you guys are one of the same. Just the free sex thing. That's what really rubbed everyone the wrong way.
That was it.
That's the problem.
And I swear, every single person that they interviewed that wasn't, that was on the other side, was like, the free sex. I just can't understand.
Because they were like screwing in parks. They moved into this town, and the first ordinance they like changed was like, you can like naked sunbathe in a park or something, you know, and it was just like, they were hating that.
Nobody likes nudity. Nobody's like, I tell you what, nudity's never going to win.
No.
It won't. Everybody, you just can't.
Wrap it up.
You can't win.
Yeah.
You know? Everybody hates it.
Yeah.
You know, they always call the old nudist villages or whatever. They're like, oh, a bunch of weirdos.
Yeah.
A bunch of old people just wanting to be naked. No, they're just old. And they're like, come on, I just want to live outdoors in the summer without clothes.
Right.
Definitely. What's wrong with that? What's, yeah, what is wrong with that?
What is wrong with
yeah.
that? You know?
Well, like, well, a sunburn.
Well, that's self-inflicted. I mean, that's your own
right,
problem.
Right,
now.
Yeah. Sure, sure. Like, the effect yeah. of the elements cannot be ignored for sure. But look, but just as a matter of principle, you're like, hey, look, if you want to have everybody staring at you all the time and be fucking weird, then go for it.
Yeah.
What the hell do I care? Definitely. But also, don't be surprised when I fucking stare at you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's the one. That's number one.
There,
yeah, come on. I see your saggy boobs. Yeah. Like, it's saggy balls.
Yeah, it's always the guys with like the biggest guts and the smallest penises, yeah, too. You ever notice that? Yeah. Go to the nude
always
beach?
It.
Yeah.
Always
it's always
it.
The micro penis always and like the it. Giant
of
beer
of
gut.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. You know?
It's like, what's inspiring that guy to show it off, you know?
Look, I mean, good for him, I
suppose. Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, that's ballsy,
it is.
You know?
Oh.
But, yeah. Yeah.
Ba-doom.
But,
all right, I got a question for the panel. Any of you guys ever swam naked in an ocean?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Not in the ocean, I've
not. Not in the ocean, I don't think.
I have, yeah. On the way here. No.
That's how we cross the Hudson.
It's the fastest way to swim in the ocean. You gotta, yeah.
Have you?
You gotta relieve, to get rid of the drag.
Yeah, no clothes in the ocean. No, the sharks and the small fish. No.
I guess the only thing that kind of
would be weird.
Yeah. Have you done it?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the best, man. It's like you're in the salt water, but you do have to watch out for sunburn and fish. You know, things of that nature.
That's the only thing is that you kind of have like that little piece of bait kind of dangling there too. You know, like.
See, I'd be more scared of a lake.
Oh yeah. Screw that.
Right.
True.
The lake. Yeah,
it's
lakes
like cold
are
and dirty.
Yeah. Naked
snapping
in a lake.
Turtles.
Snapping turtles.
Yeah.
That is probably my number one concern. Piranha. But that would be my concern anyway, I suppose.
Hold on. Here's a Netflix tangent here. Have you guys seen Game Over, Man?
No.
No,
I haven't seen that yet.
Okay. So it's kind of you know, it's a dumb movie, but, you know, it's geared towards, like, that 18 to, or 16 to, you know, 28 age range or whatever. But there was a couple, like, laugh-out-loud moments where I was like, all right, that's pretty funny, you know? I was kind of, like, the guys, they stuck to their usual shtick or whatever, but it was a pretty dumb, you know, I'd recommend it.
Those guys are funny. You know? They're dumb but funny.
Wait,
I like
what is
guy.
It about?
Basically, these terrorists take over a building, and the guys from Workaholics, those three guys, I forget their names, but they're housekeepers in the hotel.
That
sounds
so
they
so
end
awesome.
Up saving the day.
Yeah.
You know? And it's, you know, it's a spoof or whatever, but
right.
You know, I liked it, you know? So.
And look, cool. It's on Netflix, you
yeah.
know? And,
it's free.
Yeah.
And it's free.
Yeah, we're not.
Yeah. Netflix. I don't know.
It's cheap.
Yeah, the only other thing we've been watching is the new Roseanne. We've been tuning into that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you seen it? Anybody? You
no,
guys?
No. I never really liked Roseanne when she was on.
Either.
Really?
Oh, my God. We were obsessed with Roseanne.
Oh, really?
We liked Roseanne. Yeah.
I mean, I liked the first incarnation.
The first seasons, last season was utterly ridiculous. I don't know what. Like, it feels like the writers got, like, schizophrenia or something like in the last season.
Was that show on forever?
It was ridiculous. It was on for like
to the late 98.
Like 8 years or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's like 8 seasons of
So you've seen all 8 seasons?
No. Like, you know, here and there.
Gotcha.
But it's not one of those shows that's like consecutive
anyway.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Every day is like, you know, it's like, you know, Homer Simpson. You wake up and like everything that happens
world.
In the last like 20 years of insanity didn't happen.
Yeah.
Scratch. You know? Reset.
Hard reset.
I wish my life was like that.
True.
That
me too.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. Oh, the other thing I got is, have you heard about Jordan Peele is going to make a movie about Lorena Bobbitt?
No, is that true?
Oh, no, that's true.
Yeah, I just read that today.
Nice.
Jordan Peele is going to make a movie from her perspective. So that should be good.
That's why
I can't even like picture that.
It's a POV movie. There's like a GoPro on the knife.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's brilliant, so I imagine it's going to be pretty funny.
He is brilliant.
Yeah,
he definitely is brilliant.
Well, that was a shocker. I mean, I think I saw that story originally came out when I must have been like 11 or 12.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of prepubescent. You know,
yeah,
like your penis is the most important thing in the world.
That's a very
see this story.
I thought it was the funniest thing ever. At that point,
at
like penis. Ha,
yeah, but coming from the adolescent male,
yeah,
it was terrifying.
Yeah. I hope the song Detachable Penis is in the movie.
I love that song, by the way.
It will be.
The song is great.
Do you guys ever watch On the Road with Phil Hartman? You ever watch that on the CBS Evening News?
No, I tend not to like Phil Hartman, though.
You don't like him? Good luck, because he's always crying at the end of his story.
No, I've never caught it.
I don't hate Phil.
No, well, they had a nice feel-good one on the other day. It was real nice. It was basically this guy had a guy with this bartender was in a bar. He's pretending bar, and some kid who was 17 came in and stole a wallet that had an engagement ring in it. And so this kid who was 17 and estranged from his mom was like living in the woods or whatever, and basically stole the wallet to get money for food.
Whoa.
But it had an engagement ring in it. So the bartender was like, obsessed with finding out who, he looked at the security cameras and he did all this detective work and then finally found this kid. And instead of like beating the crap out of him or telling, turning him into the police, basically was like, oh, you're homeless and you're ran away from your parents and you have a bad situation. Turns out the guy adopts him.
Oh,
it was like one of those I always like the feel good stories at the evening news because the news is so bad.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And then they have that one nice little feel good story.
Right.
They usually save it for
really
the end,
nice.
Right?
Like this really pulled the heartstrings. Yeah.
You must have been choking up there. Were you getting misty eyed or what?
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. Oh yeah.
I get misty eyed at movies sometimes. Not even sometimes. I mean, I'm down. Like, give me the experience.
When's the last time you had that? What was the last movie that did that to you? When were you last moved?
Boy, I was moved by... Shoot, I can't think of it. Oh, you know what? I will say, I think that I was moved by Black Panther.
Okay.
You know, which is funny because, and I've had this discussion with so many people. Like, not so many people, mainly my wife. Mainly my wife, because, she has to listen to my rants constantly, and I do have lots of rants. But it wasn't objectively, in my view, an excellent movie, It wasn't that. But, what it represented, I thought was really important.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there was some sort of, very sort of commanding scenes there that I thought were, that were moving to me. Definitely not, I'm going to break down in tears moving, but just, emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Very emotional and, gripping in some ways. And again, I'm not taking the position that this was an Oscar-worthy movie. I don't think that it is.
You made that clear.
Yeah. I hated the movie.
But it made me cry.
But it made me cry in the theater. I was bawling like a little child. I was not. Look, my manliness is still intact. Just barely.
By a thread.
But it's there.
Yeah.
But there were just some really great moments of just a very sort of Black pride type experience, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there was something very sort of moving about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait, I gotta ask. It's Christoph, right?
Correct.
Okay, are you black?
I am black. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, so I was listening to this whole story thinking you were a white guy. Sorry.
That makes it even better.
That makes it even better. Let me know that black guy, that white guy who was that moved by that. I want to be that dude's fucking friend.
I didn't know that Dylan had black friends. I'm sorry. I was a white guy. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got that cleared up.
There we go. One of my early jobs. One of my early jobs was being a landscaper, and before I went to college, and the guy and I had an interview with the guy. It was to the extent that you have an interview for a landscaping job, but I had a conversation with him over the phone, and he told me, I met him and I got the job eventually, whatever. And I had this job all the way through college, and I worked with him for a long time, and we became pretty close. And over the time, he finally told me, he's like, when we first met, I thought you were a white guy based on your voice,
Sure.
And this guy, by the way, is like a Republican, which I am not. Sort of a conservative guy and whatever. So it was really interesting. I think he felt kind of awkward about having that conversation with me. But it was, here was this guy. So anyway, my point is that it's not surprising to me that you might ask, oh, wait a second, is this, are you,
Are you a black guy?
Wait, am I speaking? Well, I know, and that's also kind of, I want to say, like, racist to be like, oh, wait, he speaks so well for a black guy. That's
right.
Not what I meant, but, like, it's just, like, in my head, you know, it's like when you read a book and you imagine the characters.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. I have an image of you, for example, right, in my head.
Because
I've never met you before. I've never met you before.
What do you think?
He's actually black as well.
That's awesome.
Well, we already know that you have curly hair.
Right, you have curly hair
and like kind of a bald spot.
Yeah,
we should do that's a great like a great bit for a radio show. Just have someone call in and just try to describe them from their voice. And
that is a good bit.
Yeah,
that is. Yeah,
just kind of what we're doing right now.
In some way.
Yeah, it's good. It's bringing people together.
It is.
Look at this. You know, like. Next, I'm going to send Chris off a Facebook friend request.
Hey,
moving a little bit too fast, okay?
Okay, sorry, too fast.
We do what we can.
Have you guys seen The Wife Wants to See a Quiet Place? Have you guys seen that yet?
Oh, I want to see that. It sounds really good.
I've not seen it. I don't even know what this movie's about.
It sounds really fucking good.
It's got John Krasinski, you know, from The Office. But it's supposedly it's really scary, and I'm not really big into the scary movies because I scream when something jumps like the first like chord, you know, the first like not even the real scary part of the movie, but like the first like jumpy chord,
the opening credits
in the movie, you know, and I get laughed at. So I don't
you
like
scream, Chris
movies.
Cries.
I don't want to go see a movie with you guys. I was just like, I'm leaving.
It's a very emotional experience.
Yeah, and it's Emma Blunt, his wife, is in it, and John Krasinski directed it.
Oh,
also.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
now
it's
he's
actually
starting to be taking the Michael Landon route, the directing and acting in it.
Yeah.
Right.
It looks really good. And it's like almost a silent film.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, because it's called A Quiet Place.
Uh-huh.
And it's about like these, I don't know what kind of like things like to basically, like, took over the world and, like, you know, killed all the people.
Rajneesh.
But there are these, there's, like, this family who survived and they can't, like, talk because that's how, like, these things know.
That sounds terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
It does sound pretty.
So it's, like,
scary.
Almost a silent film.
Wow.
Yeah. Kind of like Wally.
The Menendez brothers?
What?
Hanging out now or something? What's happening with the Menendez brothers? Who's got the current events?
Who's follows the Menendez brothers?
I would think that you would. Dylan.
I saw that it was like the anniversary of the killing of their parents, right?
Uh-huh.
Are they? No, I don't follow it that
so
closely.
So what? They're like out and about. Is that what you're saying? They're like
I don't know if they're out and about.
I thought they like had a reunion or something. They got together after being away from each other because I think they separated in prison. I think. I just glance the headlines.
Yeah, definitely. Just piece it together from a couple of from different headlines. I don't know what's going on with them.
I'd like to say personally is ugly weathermen or ugly weather women. You know, like don't you think like weather people are like kind of too hot? Hold on, you're just
newscasters
too
in
hot.
General. I feel like
newscasters are always
like
always very attractive
people. I thought
that
was like a Netflix documentary or something. You know what I want to see? Ugly weather people.
Like, where do you want to see them? Just you want to find some like some broadcast with the. You want to do like a competition, like the ugliest weatherman competition or something of that nature?
Well, Dave said, you know, Dave said when I was watching the news, remember when I was watching or the baseball game or something, you're like, oh, that was the best show ever. Mike was like kind of distracted. I was just watching the evening news out here, and this weather woman, she's gorgeous. I mean, she has like, I think they have a fan on her hair, blowing her hair right now.
That's
like,
brilliant.
It's a hurricane outside.
Wow.
Yeah. It's getting windy. Did they dump like a bucket of water on her when she like talks about the rain?
Yeah.
Well, you watch like the newscast from like
local news.
Well, from like, if you ever watch the ones from like Russia, I think it has like smoking hot girls like with cleavage and like, I think like a lot of the Spanish-speaking countries have that as well.
Yeah.
That's like
it's like softcore porn. Like the nightly news is like softcore porn. Which is great. I mean, it's kind of, you know, it like softens the blow of like how terrible things are. No puns intended there.
No puns intended. Global warming is not so bad when, you know, there's cleavage.
Are you guys getting another hurricane? What's happening over? Are you getting another nor'easter? What's happening on the
east coast?
I think it might be done. We had
everyone's
like six
trying
or
to
so.
Like act like that's not happening anymore.
Yeah, we're just in denial.
Yeah. I've been like wearing less clothes, like hoping that the weather would be
warmer.
Well,
just, the weather will just like
but then I
cooperate.
Just find myself absolutely
just like
freezing.
Yeah. It's like the other day on the way to work.
Every time
I was like,
the clouds
you know what? It's
come
like a
over.
Protest. It's like, you know what? I'm putting on my white
jacket. It's
like getting
warmer.
Yeah, it's like dress for the job you want. You know, dress for the weather you want.
It's like never gonna get warmer.
Yeah. Like yeah, it sucks.
I was talking to my wife the other day, Lindsay, and we were sitting on the couch. I was like, I don't even remember what it was like to go outside and it being warm anymore. Yeah. Like, it seems so far away. It
definitely.
Feels like we've just been living in this like 40 degree weather for like 6 months.
Was that like a different
what
lifetime?
The hell is this?
And I've lived in this area all my life, and I never remember a winter this bad. Maybe. I don't know what it
is. It's just annoying and long, right?
Yeah, it's
not
long.
That cold.
It was
it's
a nuisance.
Cold.
Yeah.
Cold. And I like snow.
Right.
I love
Me
snow.
Too.
I'm excited. Every
like
time
winter.
It snows, I love it. But it's like, I never remember a winter this long.
No. It goes
like,
on
okay,
and on and on.
It can be done.
It's still
now.
Winter right now where it's cold outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking freezing.
And it's filthy as fuck.
Yeah.
It's blustery. How is it in Colorado?
Yeah, how is it in Colorado?
It's actually beautiful. Yeah, we're talking about the weather. This is
good
really
for you.
Don't want to talk politics. You guys want to talk about the weather.
Keep it light.
Keep it light.
Well, what do you want to talk? You want to talk some politics?
Talk about politics. No politics, no race.
I don't even know what's going on. Is anything significant happening in politics? I just feel like it's just craziness. It's just like the. But it's just like.
No.
But like, listen.
No, you're jaded.
But look, that's what I'm saying.
Jaded.
Like it's all
this,
just insanity. Like, is there anything where I'm
like. Fucking climate? Is there anything significant?
Yeah, I can't even look at it and be
it's like a shit storm.
That's what I mean. Like, but that's what it is every day. I can't even pick something out and be like, well, that's crazy. I'm like, it's all crazy. Yeah.
You forget.
I'm like shell shocked. I'm just like, it's like I became. Used
actually,
to living
though,
in like a war zone.
Exactly.
Yeah. We did see a really funny Jimmy Fallon skit today, which I think was old. I don't know how old.
No,
it was
a couple
was.
Days ago.
That's
oh,
remarkable
yeah.
because Jimmy Fallon is in general not funny. So
no,
it's
true.
That
well,
I
don't
know,
this was good. Well, he has good guests.
Kind of
when his
like
guests
him.
Come on, when he had Mike Myers playing Dr. Evil,
yeah.
oh,
and
good.
He was like part of the Trump
and,
administration.
Yeah, no, he was like, the latest great. Person to be fired from like Trump's like you know whatever
administration.
You would never believe. You would never believe who this person is. And Dr.
Evil
comes on. And it
yeah.
is fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
that is
great.
Hilarious. Even,
like, I never expected that.
Even the recounting of
so
it is.
It was good.
But Jared Kushner, is he, like, out now? Or what happened with that?
He got a security clearance revoked.
Yeah. I think he's going to get straight up indicted eventually. I really think so.
Eventually.
He's like, he's kind of shady.
I loved that New York Times that came out probably maybe, I want to say a week ago, but maybe it was more with Trump with the pig face.
Oh, that was great.
And it was like, it's not collusion. It's not this. It's not that. It's
corruption,
stupid.
And that's exactly right. It's exactly right. Like, you know, like, you're not going to find a sort of smoking gun where like, oh, you know, Trump and Putin were on the phone together like, oh, yes, do this. That's never going to happen.
No.
What you do see is sort of the day-to-day corruption.
Definitely.
And it's just day-to-day stuff.
It's ingrained in everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, look up the definition of corruption.
It's just
like,
so
all this
crazy.
Shit is like so cut
it's so
and dry.
So explicit. Like, like comically so.
Oh,
you know, it's just like, are you joking?
We're going to be the laughing stock. We're going to be laughed at for years and years and years about this.
Oh, boy.
Hey, we've had corrupt politicians. I mean, that's not a new thing here, but I mean, the degree
Trump,
at which they do it.
Right.
It's
and the brazenness.
Oh, God.
Just like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's
we don't
good.
Have to talk about that forever. But Jesus, you know?
Yeah.
It's got
to
touch all bases.
To the weather.
Ugly weather, man.
Back to ugly weather.
The whole the tariffs and the trade, you know.
Oh, man. What the hell is going on?
Oh, yeah.
How much is like a... How much... If I go to buy a pound of steel, what is it going to cost me now? You know? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
No, I just want 1 pound.
That gets like how much...
All
yeah.
I want.
Everything.
Don't worry about what I'm going
to out the wazoo over here. We can't get in a trade war with China. They make everything we fucking have.
Really,
I mean...
It's really true. It's really, really true. And I think
speaking
also
of,
like... They were like doing the one of the big it's like the sort of the first thing that China did was put tariffs on like soybeans and shit that like affects the exact people who were like so enthusiastic about Donald Trump. Like
definitely
that's the first thing they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
They know exactly where to hit him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know?
There's a lot of things you can say about the Chinese government, but stupidity is fascist, sure.
Guilty as charged with the fascism.
Wow. What a world we live in, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting stuff. It's hard to keep up with all this shit. That's why I stick to the simple stuff going on
to really kind of keep track of it.
Yeah. I try to... Just stick to the simple stuff. Like, I like to watch, like, Conor McGregor, like, throwing, like, a chair through a window of a bus. That's fun, you know? Did you guys catch that?
I did not. I wish I had, though.
That was on the news.
Yeah, I heard that he was...
he's, like, in jail now.
In trouble
shit.
For
something.
Oh, wow.
Which is whatever. I'm sure he's going to get blocked up eventually, but it was a little sooner than, I guess, most expected.
And he was an MMA fighter? Sorry.
I think he was. Yeah. But he, like, attacked a bunch of guys.
Yeah. They're making a movie about him or something.
Is that right?
Well, you know what?
There's a Netflix. Netflix has got everything, man. There's a Conor McGregor movie right now.
Oh, really?
Wow. There you go.
Into this dude. Yeah,
I don't know. He's just a guy who's in the news, but whatever. How about this Facebook stuff? Is anyone scared of Facebook yet?
I don't know. I swear to God, I knew tomorrow, that this was going to happen from the fucking beginning. Like, wait a minute. You want me to give you my phone number? You want me to put my phone number on Facebook? Like, why would I want anyone to know that who doesn't already know?
Oh, God, who knew that you would become an issue? Yeah. I give you all of my information and then you sell it for a profit.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Who the fuck?
How else are they making money?
Who the fuck reads those terms of service?
Oh, God. No one does. Yeah.
Like,
no
who the fuck
does.
Reads that? It's like, you know, 5 pages of, like, fine print.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No one cares.
It's like, duh, you know that there's shit in there that you're just, like, agreeing
to. The messenger being able to listen to your phone. When you, like, the app, there was something in there that they can turn on your phone to listen to you, surrounding. Remember that a couple years ago?
Yes,
you give it access when you install it, right? You're like, sure, listen to me every minute of the day.
Yep, whatever. Yep. Like, right. I need to get back my newsfeed. But look, I mean, here's the thing is, you know, and I think there's a really good argument for sort of like, you know, you have like physical evolution, obviously, but you also have this sort of cultural evolution that's happened. We humans, we love to like solve problems. And when we solve problems, we build better things to solve those problems, and we get increasingly more interconnected. It's kind of what we do, we are now at the point where, like, our society through, like, you know, like the fact that, like, we have zero-sum relationships with almost everyone else on the globe, and that necessarily means that there's going to be people that are going to be pissed off about it, you know, people who don't want to be friends with other people, and you're going to get this sort of backlash. They're going to use the internet to do it, and what's crazy is that, like, little pockets of crazy people can be connected in a way that they never could have been connected before.
So keep them separated.
Some little tiny crazy pocket in New York can be connected to that another crazy topic person in Tanzania, and they can be fucking crazy
feed off
together.
Each other. Yeah,
feed off each
here's
other.
Someone who has the same opinion as me. I'm not crazy.
Exactly.
You know?
And then there's like a sort of like this sort of feedback loop.
Yeah,
of insanity.
Definitely.
You know?
And Facebook is just kind of the medium.
Exactly.
And it's kind of gotten penned as like the source.
Sure.
I'm like people are the source.
People are the source. It's the platform.
It's the platform.
But the platform has responsibility.
Definitely.
Right.
Well,
it's tricky, though, you know?
It does get tricky. It's very tricky, very quick.
Yeah.
Lee.
Oh, God, I feel like we're all, this is good. We're all, y'all want to talk. This is great.
Yeah. We should do it.
High energy show.
I'm saying.
We picked the right guest.
Yeah, we got
a
good crew.
We got a good little group dynamic here.
This is good.
Yeah.
This is good. Well, I was going to say, they're going to find out so much more about the election meddling because Facebook shut down those Russian sites, and Russia was pissed because they're like, hey, you're shutting down the media, but all these pro-Russia sites were the ones that sort of, like, infiltrated the minds of common Americans, you know, who believed in this fake news, you know?
It's crazy how they pumped that in here, you know? Used to be dropping leaflets, you know, from planes and shit. Now it's just like sitting at home, like fucking posting shit in your underwear.
That's absolutely
right. Like, wow.
That's absolutely right. You know, it's a crazy thing, man. It's crazy.
Well,
you know?
He's testifying tomorrow, I guess. Tomorrow or
Tuesday, Zuckerberg?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, yeah. Before Congress.
I'm very interested to see how that sort of goes, you know?
Yeah.
And will they treat him with kid gloves or are they going to like go like Elizabeth Warren style on him? Just like rip into his ass, you know?
I was reading something about the committee that's going to be questioning him. Half of them are like accepted donations from him and all this shit.
Oh, God.
Drain the swamp.
The
Facebook swamp.
He had his team delete messages that he sent to people.
Oh my god!
So he unsent. He had an unsend feature, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
But emails.
But the normal user doesn't.
Yeah.
That's something else.
It could be interesting, man. He bought up a whole island in Hawaii, and a lot of people were pissed because basically he was just like taking over land that had been, you know, in families for generations.
Oh shit!
And he
really?
Just bought like half of this Hawaiian island because he wanted the privacy, and he had the money to do it. So, like,
he
why not?
Sure does.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, he's like the fourth richest person in the world,
absolutely.
Or something.
Absolutely. I mean, he's got to be one of the most influential people of a generation. Mm-hmm. I mean, he has to be. He must be.
Yeah, he controls information. Like, people get all their information from Facebook. I mean, how come he hasn't been broken up as like a monopoly or something? Sure. You know, like the FCC hasn't like gone in and been like, you have too much control over the feed of information in
it's
this
crazy.
Country.
And like, and people that don't have any other social media have Facebook.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, your 70-year-old, 75-year-old grandmother has Facebook.
Definitely.
Yeah,
she doesn't have Snapchat.
She doesn't have Instagram.
Instagram
none
of that.
No,
but she has Facebook.
Right.
Facebook is now like a household name. That's an understatement. Understatement.
It's like a TV. It's like a network. It might as well be a network on TV. You know, it's like CBS. You know, it's crazy.
Absolutely. Right.
Yeah.
You're totally right about that. Crazy.
Dylan, how much time you got?
Man, we're counting down the seconds
minutes.
Right now.
Less than three minutes.
T minus 3 minutes.
That's too bad. I was having a really great time.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the thing, the things that are coming out about Tom from MySpace? And it's like the meme that says,
No!
That's so awesome.
Bring Tom back.
Please.
Bring Tom back.
The simpler days.
Yeah.
I know. I loved MySpace.
Maybe we could just all go back to MySpace. Just like no communist propaganda there.
Yeah, exactly.
We could put like songs on our profile.
I love that.
Change the colors.
Yeah, the background and stuff. It was great. It was very, very like, it was very like personalized.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
I like that about it.
But what's happening with him?
Oh, just that he's the hero. People are like, whatever happened to Tom?
He's
the best. You know, Tom was just wanting us to be friends.
Tom would never let this happen.
No, this would never would happen with Tom's watch.
Never would become a Russian troll factory.
Yeah, definitely.
Tom anywhere. Tom has not done any interviews. Tom is not in the press at all. Right?
No, he's not. I haven't thought about him in 15 years.
Scrape some Tom data, dude. You can't find anything, bro.
He's
hiding.
He only had one photo, too, right?
Him in that little, like, dingy little basement. Bunch of graffiti on the
and
wall.
He was,
behind
like,
him.
Everyone's mandatory friend.
Yeah, number one. Like, how lonely was that guy?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know Tom,
Oh, yeah, of course I know Tom, right? Yeah.
All right, well, I guess we gotta start fading out here. It's been an amazing show. I'm winded.
Yeah. Hey, Christoph, it was nice to meet you over the phone.
You too, man.
And I'm glad I got a visual.
He's great. I knew he would be a great guest to have, so I was kind of pushed him to come out last time I did the show. So, big thanks.
Yeah,
I had a lot of fun, guys. Yeah. I'll come back anytime.
Definitely.